So now a BBC view of an American icon dealing with some techie madness these days. If you've ever tried to drive to that Hollywood sign in the hills around L.A., you get lost, especially if you ask one of the locals, who will typically point down a narrow street leading away from the sign and get you lost. Now the tourists have a weapon, though, GPS, and the locals aren't pleased. Alistair Leithhead from our partner the BBC has this report.
It's world famous, and if you're in LA, I think you have to visit it.
It's the Hollywood sign, and I'm standing here being part of history.
We'd like to get closer.
We'd like to get behind it and even stand, you know, on it. We want to touch it.
10, 15 feet from it, and then you've done it, haven't you?
My name is Diana Knoll. My dad bought this house in 1949. So the family's been up here for about 62 years. You know, I understand it. I'm a tourist, too. But more and more and more people are coming up here. They're coming up here in droves. And we have cars lined up all down the street. It's really causing a lot of problems, and especially smoking. There's a lot of Europeans. Everybody comes to Hollywood. They want to make
it in the neighborhood. Drive 0.7 miles to Hollywood sign.
This nameless woman has become the nemesis of the Hollywood Hills.
Turn left on Deronda Drive, then turn right.
With the GPSs and all the navigational systems now and everything, it's sending these people right up here. They're, you know, I came out one day and there's a lady right here in the car, and I said, you know, how'd you find this place? And she showed me her GPS, and it brought her right here to front of my house. Multiply that by hundreds of people a month, you know? It's just too much for a residential neighborhood, you know?
Sarah Jane Schwartz from the Hollywoodland Home Owners Association took us for a drive.
It's the number of tourists coming up here that have become unmanageable, and that has made it more dangerous because of the gridlocking of the streets when people are trying to navigate through the neighborhood. Look at this person. Look at this. You're not supposed to be parked here. It's illegal. Well, it's dangerous. An accident can happen. It is dangerous. See? This is all unsupervised. It's like the Wild West.
Enter City Councillor Tom Labonge at the wheel of his Crown Victoria.
Where are you from?
Oh, from England.
Oh, what part of England?
Southeast England.
Oh, here's a new map, a hiking map. Have a nice day.
This is a public park that this sign is in. These people live in great homes with beautiful views, but behind it is a public space, and on that public space is the most iconic sign in the world. I'm sure in their real estate flyers, when they sell their home, they'll say View of Hollywood sign. Everybody comes to Hollywood. They want to
make it in the neighborhood. The row is all about access to the Hollywood sign, and I've been lucky enough to get fantastic access. This, that's the bottom of the Y, and this is the bottom of the L. We've been given special permission to take a really close look. It's a place tourists would love to be able to come to. But these things are amazing. They're huge, and they've been built to withstand an earthquake. So whatever happens, this row is set to go on for a very long time to come yet.
Attention on the hillside. Trespassing and subject to arrest.
Oh, time to go.
Alistair Leithhead, quite a milestone in your career. Thanks for that from our partner, the BBC.